If you're on Twitter or Instagram, you may have noticed more and more people dabbling with socialism. Not that kind of socialism, drunken socialism. Bars and restaurants selling bottles of expensive or rare alcohol, 1 ounce at a time, at cost. So if you can't shell out over $800 for a bottle of 25-year-old Macallan, you can still get a taste for around 37 bucks. Of course, this isn't socialism at all, it's just shrewd capitalism. Because sometimes giving away a little bit at cost or even at a loss is good business.
They come in for this, and then they'll stay for a really great old-fashioned.
John Mayer is owner of The Rogue Gentleman, bringing drunken socialism to Richmond, Virginia. And yes, judging by his t-shirt, democratic socialism as well. More on that later.
We focus on classic techniques, but with a modern kind of flourish. We just like to have a lot of fun with it. We've kind of taken all the bullshit, can I say?
Yeah, you can.
All the bullshit out of like the pretentious cocktail bar that came up for the past, you know, 5 or 6, 7 years. I think it's a phenomenal branding. We can give our guests really, really high-end expensive spirits for cheap. That's a win-win for me.
Except drunken socialism is essentially illegal in Virginia, thanks to restrictive state liquor laws that screw over bar owners and the average drinking man.
Yeah, you can't give something away. Well, we're not really giving it away because they're paying cost for it, but it's still implied as you're giving it away. And that's the weird area that we live in here.
So John is forced to apply a small markup on his break-even bottle.
Most recent one is in the box in the middle up there. It's the John Fitzgerald 20-year. There were 3,000 bottles worldwide that were available. The state got something around 100, I think.
Wait, what do you mean the state got 100?
We're at the mercy of what the state wants to bring in.
You see, Virginia is one of 17 alcoholic beverage control states with a state monopoly on wholesale or retail sales.
We can try to push them along in the right direction. But we have no say, none. I've tried to bring gin in from California and it took 3 years.
Oh yeah, that is bullshit.
The lovely Prohibition era rules that we have to kind of follow make things very hard to be a bar in this state.
Well, if the liquor can't be cheap, then maybe John can set up a free buffet to lure new customers in. Actually, that won't work either.
45% of our gross sales has to be food. If your ratio is below 45%, you can have a written warning, you can have your license taken away, you can be shut down.
In most states, when a bar gives away liquor at cost, it's much cheaper than pouring a glass at home because bars buy their bottles at wholesale prices. Not true in Virginia. The Rogue Gentleman pays exactly the same price as anyone walking into a liquor store. And because of the state-run monopoly, those prices are some of the highest in the country.
We're paying retail price. That's why our prices are high. We don't serve shitty spirits here, so our cocktails are 12, 13, 14 bucks, up to $18. And that's awful. You know, you're making it harder for me to make the stupid ratio you have me make, and if I don't, I'm penalized? It's ridiculous, and it's heartbreaking, and it's stressful to deal with this nonsense.
People have been trying to get the state out of the alcohol business for decades, but while some lawmakers just want to control liquor consumption, many more are too afraid to give up the lucrative revenue stream.
And I get that it's a business. You know, I know the chairman and I bitch at him all the time and, well, it's a business. Well, I got a fucking business too and you're killing me.
So, about that Bernie Sanders shirt.
Well, there's nothing that Bernie's not going to say, disband ABC, you know, that's not going to happen. I liked Sarvis last cycle for many reasons, one being the ABC issue, but until we can get someone in 20 years that can privatize it somehow, this is what we have to deal with.
You know your alcohol laws are terrible when even Bernie Sanders supporting drunken socialists want to privatize the ABC.